at your feet. If I forget you, oh Jah, may both my hands wither and may my mouth freeze if I forget I knelt at your feet.
Turn on the light, don't lap it, it'll be alright. Pull me out another phone, I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try get it on like once before. When people stared in Cobain's eyes and scored shrugging it as to stay, she'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rails, it's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman prayed at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. It's hard enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Cause an acne astronaut who stands and still by his cabinet, he's crashing out with Sylvia. The Bureau supplied for raging men. It's not in it, he gazes to the shore. That rage to see the rage no more, like the video film bizarre. His name was always Buddy, and he's shrugging it as to stay. She sighed like with the Wonder Kid and turned her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rivers. It's a driving Saturday. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but you know she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rivers, it's a driving Saturday. Driving Saturday, it's a driving Saturday.
101.5 WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Ravers Show, where I bring you deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests if I like them. Yes, the phones work! 855-915-9636, and I am Brian. And, yeah, I guess there was a big concert in honor of Justine Kovalt last night. I was feeling a little under the weather, so sorry I didn't make it to that. But to honor her, I'm going to play a brand new song from Jay Allen and the Arch Criminals about Justine Kovalt, called Sister in Crime. Hopefully I can get it off of this link sent to me by Malibu Lou. Thank you. From Rumbar Records. Boom, 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 boom. What one do we want here? Web. Okay. For Justine Kovalt, Sister in Crime. Why I don't hear it, I don't know. Oh, that's weird. I'll try and come back to that. I'll mess around with it, see what I can do. Maybe get it another way. So last week, my band played a festival in Worcester last Saturday. Oh, by the way, Muck and the Myers are coming in soon, and they're going to do an acoustic set for us. So that will be great. But yeah, the Thigh Scrapers played the Woo Music Review in Worcester. And I fell in love with this band called Himmelfarb, led by Eddie Emerson. I like his stuff a lot. And I was going to play a couple of his songs. See if this works for me. Urgh. Let's try track two, huh? All right, what's the name of this song? This is Himmelfarb with Solicited. We'll play a couple more from them right after that. We'll play a couple off the other CD. All right, check it out. I hope you love these guys as much as I do. It's MFO. How come that's not going?
Fucking up our neighborhood. City done now. Rally commissioner. Does a crime against humanity deserve a harsher penalty?
Maybe struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You could write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you could write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever. get you talking.
Good chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever
gets you talking. Hey, it's some hippity-hop.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Cadillac, it pulled out of the graveyard. Thank you.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Rolling Stones there, Hand of Fate. Before that, Television with Marquee Moon. And now, right now, I got Muck and the Myers right here in the studio with me. How's it going, guys?
Hello, Brian. How are you?
We've got Evan Shore. We got Linda Shore. Hugh. Pedro.
How are you, my friend? Wonderful to see you, Brian.
What's up, guys? Great to have you back. How many times have you been on the show now?
At least twice.
You think only that much? Seems like more.
We've trekked up here many times, but... Yeah, I remember one vividly, and then the rest are a little fuzzy. So,
well, it's been going on for 15 years now.
Yeah.
So you might not remember those early days.
Oh, those early days were wild, right? They had to carry you out.
For almost a couple times. Yeah.
It's great to be back here.
They've got me a little more tamed.
Oh, good. Yeah.
So what's been going on? You guys are like over in Europe and stuff, huh?
Yeah, we had a great year.
Right into the mic, Evan.
We were down in Austin for South by Southwest, and we hadn't done that in probably 7 or 8 years, so that was a lot of fun. And then played Seattle twice. We have a thing going there. We love Seattle now, and we've made a lot of friends out there. And
are we gonna play some grunge for me now?
Yeah, we're tuning down, and we're wearing plaid, and we're doing that whole thing, and skipping showers and things. But it seems to be working out there for us. And like you said, we were over in Europe. We did a bunch of shows in the UK, and then we were off to Spain, and we got to play some festivals. So we got to play to some very large crowds, which is nice. And
I am envious.
And
I'd love to do that.
We actually just came back from Mexico, which is the maiden voyage for us.
How did that go?
That was like a whole new world opened up for us. You know, it's just
How did the Mexicans accept you?
They with open arms and open ears.
They loved it. Were they?
Yeah. It was great. It was really great. We had an opportunity to play with some really close friends of ours from Montreal called the Gruesomes.
Uh-huh.
And they have a huge following down there. So it was,
really?
It was,
punk?
Yeah. It's like
punk
that,
band?
They're a garage rock band.
Okay.
It started in the 80s and on and off. And now they're more on than off. And
the Gruesomes.
The Gruesomes.
I'll have
to check them out.
Maybe we might even have them in the system.
We've got to get them in the system. But
we
wrote
are
their
they
coattails.
On YouTube?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I'll find them. We'll play some Gruesomes today.
That would be great.
No problem.
Yeah.
Well-known Canadian music video. Serves you right.
Hey. Yeah. H-E-Y or H?
Yeah,
like,
hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
Very cool.
But we got to play to Mexico for the first time. And we're already heading back to Spain in
how many times
spring.
Have you been to Europe?
Twice a year.
As a band?
At least 18, 19, 20 times. Yeah.
Man, so. Charmed life.
Yeah, well, you know, you got to go out there and meet people and make it happen. So.
I try.
Yeah.
I haven't been to Europe yet.
Yeah.
But I've been in the jungles of Venezuela.
Oh, we see we haven't been there, so...
It's pretty crazy. You see Angel Falls, you're like, all right, I can die now. It's crazy stuff. Yeah.
Oops, shoot.
Yeah, you said shoot.
Sorry, I did.
You could take the boy out of Rutland. But
right. I'm still reeling from your flannel plaid comment.
There was that. Yeah, but the one thing we haven't done, and we'll probably talk about this in detail in a few minutes, we haven't played Boston in almost half a year. And we'll be talking about the upcoming shows.
So this is going to be like your first, even though it's acoustic...
This is it, yeah.
This is your first
this is what you
set here in quite a while.
Yeah, definitely.
You ready to go?
Sure.
What do you want to start off with?
Well, this would be a good time to mention that we have a brand new record coming out first quarter of next year. Mm. Finally.
Get it to me first, Evan.
Well, we are because we're going to do the world premiere now. But we have an album called Beat Revolution coming out on Dirty Water Records from London. And we're going to play a little song for you called Overnight Delivery.
All right.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Muck and the Myers on WMFO.
Say please, can you help me? There's a girl that I've been down. I need to show her
special care. She's the girl I'm gonna marry, but only if it makes it there. Yeah, only if it makes it there. So send it over that delivery. She's gonna get it right away. Send it over that delivery, 'cause I can't afford a delay.
Is it overnight delivery?
Overnight delivery. Great. We're going to send it to you. Overnight delivery.
I can't wait to get it. Muck in the Myers live on WMFO. Let's keep it going. What do you got next?
Pedro's going to sing a song.
All right.
A song called The Way It Was Before. But we're going to do it now.
Okay.
Before what?
Hey, cool it.
Everything was before.
Right?
Everything.
Right. It's biology.
A song about
man.
1 second ago.
There it is. And now it's over, so I hope you liked it. All right, you ready?
Yep.
1, 2, 3, 4. very welcome. Gracias, muchos gracias. Thank you so much.
No problem.
One more?
Do we?
Can
we?
Of course, but
you want to talk?
Yeah. Recently, I realized you played with the Queers for a while, which impressed me.
Yeah, I was on the record they did with Jimmy Miller, the Stones producer.
And that impresses the hell out of me.
So when that was issued, when they reissued their first record on CD, they asked me to write the liner notes because I was the only one who wasn't drinking and on drugs. And
yeah.
And actually remembered what happened that day. So.
Oh, that's so queer.
Yeah. But, yep, I did that. And look at me now.
Yeah, I mean, you're probably doing much better than the Queers ever did, but I'm a big fan.
Yeah. You know,
we actually used to do Metter at the Rat. We covered a lot on stage.
A good one. Yeah, I played on a version of that.
Yeah.
That was one of the four songs we did with Mr. Miller, the late Mr. Miller.
So. Fun stuff. I'll play a little of them later on, too.
That'd be great.
All right.
Yeah.
What do you have for us next?
We're going to do a song from the first record, right? The first Buck and the Myers record. It's called I Gotta Get You Thinking Like I Do. You ready?
I'm ready, buddy.
Buck and the Myers on MFO.
Rock and roll. One, two, three.
You play one more.
All right, for Saturday morning. Saturday morning.
My sister just tuned in. I don't know if she's privy to you guys. She's a little older than us.
Okay, so we should play an older song.
Moon River.
She's not that old.
Chances are.
We're gonna send this one out to Brian's sister.
Her name's Beth.
Oh, beautiful.
This is about the old days, Beth. It's called I Never Got Over You.
3-4.
When she First time hearing Smokin' the Myers, right. Dan?
Yeah, right. I'm joking.
Ever since Debbie Lounge, are you kidding me?
Yeah. I'm joking. Oh, I just heard from you. You guys are good. It's like, of course they're good. They're mucking the wires.
Want more? Go to the Burr.
Yeah. If you want more, you got to come to the Burr.
Yeah, go ahead. Plug away.
October 13th coming up.
Okay.
Friday the 13th. Ooh, oh, scary.
You got to do Bad Omen on that
ooh,
one.
Ooh.
Well,
we only get a half hour.
So we're doing two Fridays in a row at the Burr. We're doing the 13th and the following Friday, the 20th, which is going to be with Ivan Julian from Richard Hell and the Voidoids.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Classic New York punk band. And we're going to be playing two completely different sets. Yeah. So you don't want to just go to one and not go to the other. You're
right.
Only going to get half the story. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
You got to know how it ends.
I think I got to see this.
Yeah. So October 13th, October 20th at the Burn. November 1st, we are with Handsome Dick Manitoba.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
The Dictators.
Yeah.
We will be at the Notch Brewing.
I met the man. He's pretty kind of abrasive.
We actually did some tour dates with him, but that's a whole other story.
I introduced them a long time ago at the Once Ballroom.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah, he's...
Yep.
You know he's in the room.
Oh, he's there. Yes. He'll suck all the oxygen out, but in a good way. In a good way. But yeah, that's November 1st at Notch. And November 16th, we're making the trek down to Providence because the Cocktail Slippers from Sweden.
They're going to be coming on the show at that time.
That's awesome. Yep. They are great. We haven't played with them in 10, 15 years. So, and then the following night is the International Pop Overthrow happening in Boston at the Square Root.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to wrap up our year December 16th at the Crystal Ballroom for the big cancer benefit with Vapors of Morphine, Chelsea Kerr, a bunch of other bands. And in 2024 is still being worked out, but we are going to be back, as I mentioned, in Spain at the end of June. So
sounds great, man.
Yeah.
Busy, busy, busy.
I'm out of breath.
I believe I'll see you Friday the 13th.
Yeah. Friday the 13th?
That's excellent.
13 is actually my lucky roulette number, so if anybody has apprehension, just hang out with me. You'll have great luck.
All right. You want to get a couple pictures taken?
Absolutely.
For sure.
A couple pictures before you take off?
Yeah, but you thinking clothing or?
What, you want to do a porn?
Well,
we only got one girl.
Are you trying to gain listeners or lose them?
I try to intrigue them.
Yeah. Well, nudity on radio is allowed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Couple pictures to go, and thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
Absolute pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. You guys rock.
Had a great time.
I'll be pushing the Burn show coming up.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, when appreciate is that? It. When is that Burn show?
Friday the 13th.
Right, right. And then there's another one, too, right?
There's other one.
Friday the 20th.
Right, Friday the 20th.
About the other
ones. Bootleg dance in the room.
He's American show. Right, right, right. Leave him some meat on the bone.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Brian. Yes, thank you so much.
Thanks
thank
a lot.
You, Dan.
And Friday the 13th, I bet you'll be doing this.
I've been superstitious. can do no harm. And I look fear in the eyes, but not without my lucky charm. Hey, clowns came today. Ooh, that's a bad omen. A black cat crawls my way. Ooh, that's a real bad omen. Hey, clowns came today. Ooh, that's a bad omen. A black cat crawls my way. A real bad omen. Yeah, that's a real bad omen. Yeah, that's a bad omen.
Okay. She's a punk rocker. Hey.